Bob Stender is a photographer. He's one of the many artists in the area now known as south of A Street, adjacent to downtown Santa Rosa, and is also part of the committee that's putting on the big event this weekend. It's the annual Winter Blast. For people who aren't acquainted with it, Bob, what happens there?
We just call it our street party of the year. We close off South A Street, and we have quite a few different types of entertainment, but the real centerpiece of the whole thing is we have two parades, and they're led by the Hubbub Club marching band. They lead the parade, and along behind them is a bunch of sofas that we decorate. So it's really a sofa parade led by the Hubbub marching band.
A sofa parade. Do they have passengers on them?
They do. Mine will have my three grandkids. And then others just have other various artists and whatever crazies in the neighborhood do different sofas. Every year it's different. You know, never know what we're going to get.
And when does that happen?
It happens twice. I believe it is 6 and 8 o'clock. Two different parades, 6 and 8.
Now, SOFA is also the acronym that's developed for South of A. What does that encompass?
It's South of A Arts District. That's the byline of SOFA, is South of A Arts District. And it encompasses kind of a half square block. It's the southern end of South A Street between Juilliard Park and Sebastopol Avenue, and then it runs east from there out to Santa Rosa Avenue. So it's kind of this half cubic block, and there's three galleries. We're the only photography studio. There's a photography store. There's a collective right next door to me, which has 12 artists behind Chromabet Gallery, including Chroma Gallery up front. That's right next door to me. That's kind of the centerpiece of the whole thing, I think you might say.
Lots of artists, and increasingly, I guess, some food or noshing opportunities.
Yeah, we have three local food purveyors here that are part of the SOFA district, and they'll all be serving food, and then we have three outside people coming in as well. We'll have lots of food. We'll have three places to get beer. There's two stages. There's the Whiskey Drome, which is the bicycle velodrome. It's a wooden portable velodrome that will be here. And I think some of the vehicles from the 10-cart regatta, some of those vehicles usually show up here. And we'll also have an art car display for the first time this year.
I understand also that the Andy Lopez mural that Mario and the ArtStart kids put together is migrating over to A Street now.
Yeah, I think it's already here. It will be part of the event. I didn't find out until 2 days ago that it was being moved here, but that's great. We're happy to have it, of course.
How did this get started?
Oh, this started over 10 years ago. Actually, Winter Blast is the first event we did here collectively on the block, and this is the 10th year, and it just started on a whim. You know, we decided to try to get the word out that if anywhere in Santa Rosa was an art district, it was here, and this was the first way we did it. We called it Winter Blast right from the start. We only have closed the road a few of those years. Most of the time, we've kind of done a small version of this, and then a few years ago, the city came to us and said, why don't you close the road? They offered it to us. We would have never asked because we just didn't figure they'd go for it. And instead, they came to us and said, close the road off. And we said, sure. So ever since then, we've closed the road, and that really helps a lot. We clear out all the cars and have our parade and all the entertainment.
A lot of artists showing?
Oh, yeah. All the galleries will be open, and many of the individual art spaces will be open. Really, though, we look at it as about 80% street fair and about 20% gallery opening. But the galleries are open, but of course, it's hard to keep your attention inside when there's so much going on outside.
Sounds like there's a lot going on, and indeed, it should be a blast. Thanks very much for telling us about it.
Yeah, thanks for telling everybody else about it.